15:15-16. The epistle to the Philippians, chapter 1. Philippians, chapter 1. We'll read from verse 15 through 26.
腓立比书第一章第十五节读到第二十六节。
Philippians chapter 1, we'll begin with verse 15.
有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，也有的是出于好意，这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为便民福音设立的，那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思要加增我困锁的苦苦楚。 这样有何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了，为此我就欢喜，并且还有欢喜，因为我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，都必叫我得救。照着我所切慕、所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧。只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。 因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。但我在若生活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该挑选什么。我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。然而在我若生活着，为你们更是要紧的。我既然这样深信，就知道人要住在世间，且与你们众人同住。 使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐，叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐，因我再到你们那里去，就越发加增。 Epistle to the Philippians chapter 1, begin with verse 15 through 26. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so in love, knowing that I'm put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I'm in chains. But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motive or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayer and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now as always Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet why should I choose? I do not know. I'm torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you again, your joy in Christ Jesus will overflow on account of me. 那么在今天我们讲道以前，我们诗班要献唱。 Before the message, the art choir have a special song. 我们要唱的诗歌，诗班今天要唱的诗歌，是记载在以弗所书第三章第二十节跟二十一节。The song to be sung by the choir is recorded in the Epistle to the Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. 神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。 但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得的荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿门。 It's Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21 is the song that the choir is going to sing. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask for or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. 现在请诗班来献唱。 We thank a choir for singing out the word of God. 那么今天我们很高兴，我们又请到啊这个教会啊前任的牧师今天来跟我们传讲神的信息。That we are so happy, so pleased that the Reverend Kisho is able to come to us to deliver the message once again. I'm sure Reverend Kisho doesn't really need any more introduction. However, for the benefit of those people who attend the service for the first time, please allow me for just a couple minutes just to introduce him.那么虽然我们大家都很认识他，但是我们当中有些人今天第一次来参加我们的主日崇拜，我们欢迎你们。那么我也用一两分钟的时间来介绍我们今天的讲员。今天的讲员是这个美国教会前任的主任牧师。那么我们过去来借用他们这个礼拜堂的时候，他帮了很大的忙。The Reverend Kisho is a former senior pastor of this First Alliance Church. That when our church, the congregation used this church facilities, that he really gave us a special favor.那么现在他已经离开这个教会，他专门从事这个福音广播的工作。Now he's a current missionary is really through the radio ministry. 那么他也对我们这个教会常常有负担，那也很喜欢常常回来向我们这些中国人传讲神的话语。Now although he is no longer the associate officially with this First Alliance Church, however, he still feel burdened.For our congregation, and he's so pleased to come back from time to time to deliver the gospel for the Chinese. 那今天我们就很高兴，我们请他来跟我们传讲神的话语。We are so pleased that we are going to turn over the time over to him. 今天他要跟我们传讲的信息就是我活着就是基督。The message that he is going to deliver today is for me to live is Christ.
Once again, I'm delighted to be with you.
那么很高兴我今天能够再回来来跟您一起来敬拜神。
It's always a delight to have an opportunity to come and speak to you about Christ.
那么我每一次能够回到这里来跟各位一起来传扬耶稣基督，我心里就觉得非常的高兴。
Third time's the try.
我第三次终于把它带上了。
My message is for me to live as Christ.
我今天要传讲的信息就是我活着就是基督。
All of us have to ask ourselves the question, what am I living for?
每一个人我们都必须要问自己一个问题，就是我活着的目的到底是干什么？
Many people live for education.
有些人他活着的目的就是要为了要接受教育。
Many people live for a political cause.
那么有些人活着的目的就是为了能够在政事上有所成就。
Many people live to enjoy pleasures.
那么有些人活着就是为了要生活痛快。
And many live to acquire many possessions.
那么有些人活着就是为了要得到物质上的一些享受。
But for the Apostle Paul, life meant living for Jesus Christ.
但是对使徒保罗来说，人活着真正的目的就是为了耶稣基督活着。
This came to him on the road to Damascus.
那么这个事情改变了他，这主要是从他有一次要到大马色的路上所发生的事情。
He was an enemy of the church. He was trying to kill as many Christians as possible.
当时他整个的立场，他人生的人生观，他就是要跟上帝的教会作对，他要尽他所能的杀死越多的基督徒越好。
But on the road to Damascus, Jesus Christ met him and changed his life forever.
但是当他有一次他要进大马色城，在那个城门外的时候，他遇见了耶稣，耶稣改变了他整个的一生。
And from that life-changing moment on until his death, the Apostle Paul lived for Jesus Christ alone.
从那一瞬间，他的生命被改变以后，一直到他离开这个世界为止，他整个的人生改变了。他活的就是基督，他只有为耶稣基督活着。
He cared not for his degrees, although he had many.
他虽然他有很多的这个学位，但是他已经学位对他的后半生一点都不重要。He
cared not for fame, though he became famous.
虽然他有很高的名望。 但是他的后半生对名望，他看作是粪土。He
cared not whether he lived in a castle or in a tent.
他已经不在意他所住的房子是多大，或者是他只是搭帐篷的活着。What
he cared about above all was that his life counted for one person, Jesus Christ alone.
他刚刚所讲的这些事情，对他来说，他说是宣告，他这些都是粪土。他所最重要的，这一生当中所最重要的，乃是耶稣基督本身，他是不是为了耶稣基督活着？
In the passage we've read from Philippians chapter 1, we find the Apostle Paul is in prison in Rome.
那我们刚刚所读的圣经在腓立比书第一章的时候，他腓立比书所写的乃是他在罗马的监狱里头，使两手带着锁链的时候写的。He
must have been reflecting on his life.
他那个时候一定是在监狱里头，他在回想他的过去的一生。He
was thankful that though many were preaching Christ out of self-ambition, Christ was still being exalted.
他虽然知道有些人传福音是因为出于不对的动机，为了嫉妒，为了纷争，但是他一回想，他说到头来，耶稣基督的名已经被传开了，所以他也高兴。No
matter what happened to Paul's life, he was joyous over the prospect that whether he lived or died, Christ was with him or he would be with Christ.
虽然他的人生的遭遇是非常的痛苦，他为了耶稣基督的缘故，他被下进监狱里头去。但是他对他来讲，他已经是超越这一切。他所在意的乃是他的生活是不是为了耶稣基督。只要是他不管是活着，不管是死掉，对他来讲都是有意义的。
And even in prison, he makes this affirmation in verse 21 very clear once again, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
他在二十一节，他在那里所宣告的时候，你们要记得，他人是在监狱里面，他两只手是带着锁链，在那种情况当中，他这样讲，他说：“因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。”What
are you living for?
我请问各位，你今天活着的目标到底是什么？What
does life mean to you?
生命对你的意义到底是什么？
For what cause or person are you living life?
你到底活着的目的是为了什么样的原因，或者是你活着的对象到底是谁？
If you live for self, it's a very meager cause to live for.
假如你是活着是为了你自己的欲望，你为了你的自我活着，你的生活会非常的痛苦的。
But if you live for Jesus Christ, all that you do will last for eternity.
但是假如你活着是为了耶稣基督的缘故，你所做的就是为了他的缘故，你所做出来的事情，那个意义、那个价值是永恒的。
In verse 19, the Apostle Paul talks about the foundation of this decision to live for Christ.
他在第十九节，他就讲到他为什么他要活着为了基督的那个原因，那个根基到底是什么？
He says, "For I know that this shall turn out for my deliverance or salvation through your prayers and the provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ."
他这里要讲到，因为我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。
Several years ago, I read a very interesting book. It was entitled Seven Habits of Highly Successful People.
那么过去几年的时候，这几年前我读过一本很有趣的书啊。这本书啊，是讲到这些成功的人有总共有七个这个成功的他们的这个习惯。
In that book, the author asked each reader to imagine that they are viewing their own funeral.
那么这个作者呢，在书里头，他叫所有每一个读者。 他先想象说，你现在是在参加你自己本身的这个葬礼。He
asked the reader to write out his funeral service.
那么他叫这个读者自己本身呢，把你的葬礼啊，这个整个程序，你把它写出来。Each
speaker and what they would say.
那么你在你的葬礼里头，你要请谁讲话？那么他要讲什么话？And
he asked his readers to do that because he wanted them to focus on one thing.
那么他为什么叫他的读者做这件事情呢？因为他有一个目的。
What was the essence of your life as you lived it here on earth?
它其实就是要叫你自己来反省，反过回过头来，你的一生已经度过了，你这一辈子你到底做了一些什么有意义的事？
What was your mission in life?
你到底你活着，你的目的到底是干什么？
What did you give your energies to?
你到底你把你的人生 你的力量你耗费在什么事情上面？
As the speakers at your funeral talked about you, they would tell the people attending your funeral what you live for.
在你的葬礼里头，你所请来讲，不是你请的，你的讲员啊，来讲你讲你的一生的时候，他到底要说些你一生做的什么事情？
And so out of that, he wants his readers of this book to develop a life mission statement.
所以他乃是这个作者要这个读者每一个读者你自己站到你的葬礼上面来回想你的一生的时候你现在还活着趁你现在还活着你就可以把你的生命你就有这么一个你重新来决定 你的生命到底要干什么
And so the Apostle Paul understood his mission in life. It was to live for Christ alone.
使徒保罗就选择了一个最重要的一件事情来做他整个人生的目标乃是说我活着只为耶稣基督不为别的
Now notice two things in verse 19 that become the foundation of our life in Jesus Christ. The first is your prayers.
那么在第十九节那里讲到他这个人生的这个目标呢是基于两件事情这两件事情谈其中的一样就是你们的祷告
Here's the great apostle Paul asking people to pray for him.
你这里你要想象得到这里是一个神所重用的一个使徒他居然要求当时的信徒要为他祷告
He set out on a mission to exalt Christ through his life and now he's in prison
他整个的人生是投向宣扬耶稣基督只为这个缘故他今天被抓被关在监狱里面
And Paul is sustained by the prayers of God's people for him
那么今天他在监狱里头他的信心还是没有摇动他知道是因为当时的信徒都在为他祷告
Paul never got too big to ask people to pray for him
他保罗他不会觉得我这个人已经很伟大了神已经很重用我了我不需要你们为我祷告
He constantly reminded people to pray for him
他反而是经常的要求当时的信徒你们要常常为我祷告
Paul was their leader and yet he said I need your prayers
当时使徒保罗是这些信徒的领袖属灵的领袖但是他回过头来他要求信徒要为他祷告
Why was this?
为什么呢
I believe it was because the Apostle Paul knew that in his own flesh he would fail Jesus Christ
因为这个使徒保罗他自己知道凭着他自己的肉体凭着他自己的肉身凭着他的血气他没有办法坚持到底来传扬耶稣基督
It is through prayer and the prayers of other people that our life is kept on course for the mission of living for Jesus Christ.
所以他知道借着他自己本身不断的祷告也借着当时的信徒不断的为他祷告他才有办法借着这个祷告的力量他才有办法继续持续不断的为着耶稣基督活着。
Those who lead your church here need your prayers.
这个教会高台福音基督教会的这个领袖需要众圣徒的祷告。
Satan directs his assaults against those who stand in the gap and those who deal with eternal values and truth in the Word of God.
你要知道，魔鬼就是要攻击这些领导的人，这些教会里头的空隙，就是魔鬼他所要攻击的。
It is these whom he seeks to bring down.
就是这些领袖，这些魔鬼要用尽所有的办法把他们打下来。
Because if he brings down those who are dealing with the souls of people, souls who are in Satan's kingdom, and trying to deliver them, he will have effectively destroyed the church.
因为这些领袖们就是带领整个的教会来向魔鬼宣战，要向那些在魔鬼的国度权势底下的人把他们抢救过来。所以他只要把这些领袖打倒，这个魔鬼就可以睡觉了。
Those of you who made a commitment to living your life for Jesus Christ, have you found those who are committed to praying for you?
那么你们这些人，你们这些在教会里面做领袖的人，你们要把你的生命奉献给神的人，你是不是在教会里头，你真正找到有人在替你祷告呢？
The second thing Paul says about the foundation for this life mission of his is the direction and guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那么第二个根基啊，使徒保罗他能够活着为基督的第二个根基，乃是神的灵，耶稣基督的灵继续在引导他。
We need the empowering of the Holy Spirit if we're going to stay on course.
假如我们能够持续不断的为着主而活着，我们就必须持续不断的领受神的灵所给我们的能力。
We need the Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us.
我们需要神的灵继续来带领我们。
Very often we realize that in the Bible the Holy Spirit is described as wind.
那么我们知道在圣经里头有的时候它来描述这个圣灵好像是风一样。
The wind moves in all directions.
因为你知道风是所有的方向 它都在吹。
The wind brings refreshing breezes.
而且这个风呢一吹的时候让我们所呼吸的这些空气能够有得到新鲜的空气。
And the wind contains the oxygen which keeps us alive.
而这个风里头有氧气这些氧气来供应叫我们的生活能够继续活下去。
And so we need the Holy Spirit in our life because he may move us in a different direction than we feel we need to go.
相同的我们需要圣灵来给我们圣灵像风一样因为圣灵来指导我们的方向虽然我们有一定的方向圣灵来告诉我们我们要往哪个方向走
I've been a pastor for many years
他当牧师已经多了 很多年了
The time that I get most discouraged is when things become so predictable and routine
那么他当牧师的这个整个的生活当中他觉得最没有意思的时候就是已经失去了所有的挑战所有的事情他都知道明天发生什么事下个礼拜发生什么事他都知道
You can go to a service and almost set your watch by the time the offering is going to be received
那么他比如说我去主持这个主日崇拜我一开始我就知道几点钟要结束什么时候要开始来收奉献他都知道
The Holy Spirit however may change some things
但是当神的灵在工作的时候你所知道的那些程序突然之间都被改变掉
The Holy Spirit isn't predictable
因为你没有办法来预测圣灵的工作
But he knows what's going to happen.
但是圣灵知道他什么时候他要做什么事。
And when we give our lives to Christ,
所以当我们真正把我们生命的主权交出去的时候
he takes over and directs us by his spirit.
他就开始来掌管我们的生命就用圣灵来引导我们。
Now notice secondly in verse 20, the expression of this life mission by the Apostle Paul.
我们来看这个第二十节我们就可以看到这个怎么样改变使徒保罗的这个能力在哪里。
He says, according to my earnest expectation and hope that I shall not be put to shame in anything, but that with all boldness, Christ shall even now, as always, be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death.
照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一件事是叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
You know what the Apostle Paul was afraid of?
你知道使徒保罗在害怕什么事吗？
The Apostle Paul was afraid that there might come a day, a moment, a time in his life when he would be too ashamed to speak for Christ.
因为他所害怕的，就是在他的人生当中的某一个阶层、某一个时间、某一天、某一个钟头，他会突然觉得他要跟人家讲耶稣基督，他觉得很难启口，他觉得很羞耻。
He never wanted to be intimidated by the world.
他非常希望。这个世界不会把他吓破胆。
He never wanted to be afraid to stand up for Jesus Christ.
他不希望有这么一个机会啊，他不敢站起来为耶稣基督站着。
The thing he feared the most was that there may come a day when Christ would not be exalted because he was too cowardly to speak up for Christ.
他所担心、所最害怕的一件事情，就是在他的人生当中的有一个阶段，有某一天呢、啊，他。居然胆怯，不敢为耶稣基督的名，他站起来为耶稣基督做见证。
In my English translation, it says my earnest expectation and hope.
那么他这里在英文圣经、中文圣经也是一样，照着我所切慕、所盼望的。
In the original language of the Greek, it means to look away from something that's near at hand in order to focus on something afar.
那么这一句话的这个希腊文的意思，乃是说把你手边的事情你把它放开，然后你来专注比较远的那个目标。
And the Apostle Paul must have been looking at his chains that bound him in that prison.
因为使徒保罗所眼睛所看到的，乃是他手上所戴的这个手铐，所以他必须要把这个手铐放开。
And he must have realized that if he just denied Christ, he probably would have been set free.
他知道，假如在监狱里头，他只要站起来否认耶稣基督，他这个手铐就会掉了。
But because he was living his life for Christ, he looked away from his chains to see Jesus and said, I'm going to be true to you no matter what.
但是他因为他的人生就是为了耶稣基督而活着，所以他的注意力不是注意到他因为耶稣基督的缘故两只手戴着手铐，他的注意力就离开了这个手铐，他看到一个更远的一个目标，他把他的注意力放在那个更远的目标，就是耶稣基督的身上。
I would say to you today, if every member of the Church of Jesus Christ would take Paul's stand, we would revolutionize the world.
还有我相信，假如今天所有的耶稣基督的门徒，所有的每一个基督徒，我们都跟使徒保罗一样的话，今天整个的世界就不一样。这个整个的世界的福音的工作会起了一个革命性的改变。
Too many of us are ashamed of Christ.
因为我们当中有太多的人，我们以耶稣基督做羞耻。
Too many of us do not speak out for Christ.
我们有太多的人不敢嘴巴里头向人家讲耶稣基督。
We need to stand up and say, my life is lived for one person, Jesus Christ alone.
我们今天需要像使徒保罗一样，你敢站起来来宣告说，我活着就是基督，我活着整个的目的就是为着他。
There's a beautiful instrument that illustrates this.
我们有一个东西啊，可以来向我们来解释这件事情。
Perhaps you've put your eye up to a telescope and looked out into the heavens.
我相信你曾经看过这个望远镜，用望远镜来看这个天象。
Now the telescope doesn't add any stars to the heaven, does it?
你知道这个望远镜本身并不能创造更多的星球。
It doesn't add anything to what's already there.
你这个望远镜并没有在这个宇宙当中呢增加任何一个星球。
All the telescope does is make it easier for us to see what's already there.
但是望远镜只是让我们看到我们的肉眼看不见的东西，我们可以借着望远镜看得更清楚。And
so that's the way our lives ought to be lived for Jesus Christ.
相同的，我们的生活需要就是像一样，跟这望远镜一样，我们为着耶稣基督活着。We
don't add anything to Jesus Christ.
当你为耶稣基督活着的时候，你并没有给耶稣基督增加什么东西。But
our lives ought to make it easier for others to see Christ.
但是当你真正为耶稣基督活着的时候，你自己本身就变成一个望远镜，别人能够透过你可以看见耶稣基督，看得更清楚。Paul's
mission was to exalt Christ.
使徒保罗他人生的目的就是要高举耶稣基督。That
everything he did and everything he said in every situation of life, people would see through his life and see Christ.
所以借着保罗的生活，不管他说了什么。 他所做的什么，他的言行，他整个的人的生活，人家看着他，就可以在他身上对耶稣基督看得更加清楚。And
so we see the foundation of this life is salvation through Christ, which involves prayer, and then it involves the direction of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看到，在耶稣基督所得到的这个救恩呢，让使徒保罗愿意一生一世为着耶稣基督活的，这个根基就是借着祷告。
And then the expression of this life is in the fullness of power through the Holy Spirit to stand for Jesus Christ.
所以他整个的生命，他这个生命能够这样强有力的把耶稣基督彰显出来，就是靠着圣灵的力量，圣灵在那里带领他。But
notice finally the ending of this life in verse 21.
但是我们要看到，在第21节，你看到这个生命的终结。
How does the person end up? Who has lived for Jesus Christ?
你看一个人，他假如他一辈子为了耶稣基督活着，他的结局到底是什么？
Well, the Apostle Paul says, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."
他这里讲到，他说，因为我就是基督，我死了也得益处。In
verse 23, he says he has a desire to depart and be with Christ, for that's very much better.
他这里讲到，他有一个心愿。 他这个心愿到底是什么呢？他就是愿意离开这个世界，与基督同在，因为他知道那种景况是好的无比的。And
today the Apostle Paul is speaking to you and to me and saying, if you live your life for Jesus Christ, the glorious ending is even better than all that you've experienced while here on earth living for Him.
换句话说，今天使徒保罗在向我们做一个宣告，向我们做一个见证。什么样的见证呢？就是假如你像他一样，你活着只为耶稣基督活着。 那么你离开世界以后，你去与基督同在，那个景况比你现在为基督活着的景况要好，不晓得好多少倍。And
so while we're living here, while we're working, it is for Christ.
当我们在这地面上，在这个地球上，你活着，你生活，你工作，为基督来做，你是为基督活着。While
we're worshiping, it's for Christ.
我们在这里一起来敬拜上帝，也是为基督活着。When
we are kind and comforting others, it's for Christ.
当我们去安慰一些伤心的人，我们去扶助软弱的人，也是为基督活着。When
we're evangelizing, it's for Christ.
我们向不信耶稣的人传福音，也是为基督活着。When
we're studying His Word, it's for Christ.
我们在这里查经，也是为基督活着。
When we're at our desk in school or in the office at work, it's for Christ.
我们假如在办公室或者在学校里头呢，加一个桌子也是为基督活的。
And when we step out of this body into that glorious presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, all that we have done here will be rewarded with His gracious crown of life.
那么有一天，我们都必须要离开这个身体，我们都必须要走到人生的尽头。当我们这个真正的人离开这个身体以后，我们到耶稣基督的面前，你在这地面上因为耶稣基督的缘故所做的每一件事情，他都要给你一个荣耀的报酬。
And so Paul is saying to us today, what are you living for?
所以使徒保罗今天在这里问一个非常严肃的问题，你在这地上你活的目的到底是什么？
Are you living for yourself?
你是为了自我活的吗？
One day you'll be buried and people will forget you.
有一天你会埋在地底下，所有世界上的人都把你忘记了。
The few things you've done that you feel will make you immortal will be lost to the memory of the world.
你以为你在这地面上所做的几样事情，你以为你会永远人家会把你记得，实际上你过了不久，你去世不久，世界上的人都把你忘记了。
If you live for education, there will be so much new knowledge that what you have learned will seem infinitesimal.
你假如你觉得你活着的目的是在追求这世上的学术，我告诉你，这个学术是无止境的，不断的新的知识一直出来，你没有办法跟上这个时代，你永远会落后在那里。
If you live for pleasure, there will come a day when pleasure no longer pleases you.
你假如活着的目的是为了要享福，是为了要追求幸福，我告诉你，有一天你会腻的。你觉得你这个福已经是享够了，你觉得你的人生会觉得很无聊。
If you live for money and for financial success, the day is coming when all the money you have will not even buy a loaf of bread, the Bible says.
假如你活的是为了追求金钱，为了追求物质，为了追求更多更多的钱，我告诉你，根据圣经的预言，有一天你所有的家产都不够来买一块面包。
But live for Christ and all that you have now.Will be invested in eternity.
但是只有当你真正把你的心改变，你活的是为基督的时候，那个价值就是你投资在永恒里头的，永远不会失去的。
Stand up for Jesus Christ, and the Bible says, "He who honors me, I will honor him."
圣经告诉我们，当我们真是为耶稣基督站起来的时候，我们就是要荣耀他，他也要为我们，因为我们得到荣耀。
Live for Jesus Christ, and you will be.In His presence and in glory forever and forever.
所以，当我们真正为耶稣基督而活着的时候，我们就会在他荣耀的显现里面，我们永远的跟他在一起。
What are you living for?
你活的目的到底是做什么？
What is your goal in life?
你人生的目标到底是什么？
For whom are you living your life?
你为了谁在活着这个你这一辈子？
God help all of us to live for Christ alone.
但愿上帝帮助我们每一个人，我们都能够为基督活着。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for the word of truth.
天父，我们感谢你，为了你自己的恩惠，也为了你所赐给我们这个真理。
Your word tells us that life is like a vapor; it's here and then it's soon gone.
你告诉我们，生命就像尘雾一样，太阳一出来就不见了。
That man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward, as the psalmist has said.
你告诉我们，我们的人生，我们生下来就是有很多的苦难，很多的灾难。
Thank you that you have given to us Jesus Christ, and that He is everything.
但是我们感谢你，你把你的儿子耶稣基督的赐给我们，我们得到他，我们就得到了一切。
He created us for His pleasure.
他为了他自己的旨意，他创造了我们。
May our lives please Him.
他要我们活着，为了讨他的喜悦。
He has given us an opportunity to allow our lives to magnify and glorify Jesus Christ.
他给我们有这个机会，叫我们活在这地球上面，我们能够来彰显耶稣基督，我们能够荣耀他的名。
Help us to live our lives for Christ alone.
帮助我们真是能够明白人生的意义到底是什么，我们愿意为基督耶稣而活着。
For living for Him alone will have an eternal reward.
因为我们知道，当我们为耶稣基督只为他活着，我们就有一个永恒的赏赐。
And living for Him will bring us eternal security in Christ.
我们真是为他活着，我们就有一种永恒的一个安全。
Bless these people, I pray.
我们求主来祝福我们当中的每一个人。
Awaken in them a burning desire to have their lives count for Christ alone.
叫我们每一个人的心，我们都能够苏醒，你能够再一次的帮助我们当中每一个人重新下定决定，愿意为基督而活。
May their lives make it easier for others to see Christ.
帮助我们当中的每一个人，叫我们从今以后，别人能够借着我们，能够更加看清楚耶稣基督到底是谁。
I pray for those here this morning who may not know you as their personal Savior and Lord.
我今天我特别为我们在座当中，若是有人还不认识耶稣基督是谁，我特别为他们祷告。
May they turn from the things of this world to be forgiven of their sins through Jesus Christ.
求神真是帮助他们能够离开这个世界上的东西，能够借着耶稣基督叫他们的罪得到赦免。
May they bow before Him in contrition and know that He is able to save.
但愿他们真是愿意来到耶稣基督的面前，能够向耶稣基督能够跪拜，叫他们的罪恶得到赦免，他们能够得到拯救。
That Jesus Christ can take a life that's ruined by sin and make it new and recreate it for His glory.
因为只有耶稣基督才能够把我们已经被罪恶所污染的生命重新改造，能够给我们一个新的生命。
May they come to you today, I pray.
我为这些还没有信耶稣的我们的朋友们祷告，但愿他们今天愿意来寻找耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷，阿门。